I'm much too much. Ooh.
Thank you. I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Too much.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Before the snow starts really blowing, the ho-ho hot deals are flying. During Happy Honda Days, come get the new Honda you want wrapped up today at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
And welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, to The Grassroots Show, local music on a Thanksgiving weekend. And certainly thankful that you've tuned in here tonight to hear us chat a little bit. It's something very special that we do every year since we have started this show. This is year number 4 or 5 for this thing now. It's crazy how fast time flies. I think this is the fifth time we've sat down and done a live show here in the studio and just making an open forum, an opportunity for you, the listeners out there, to check in. If you're a band, give us a shout. We can talk about the scene, maybe find out what you're up to, especially heading into the holiday season. And very excited to have you here tonight, presented in part by, this first segment anyway, the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And of course, our show is presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. I'm Bob Kupp from the Rock Station 97.7. Very honored here tonight to have a very special guest. We have our dear friend Utah from Shady Lady Productions on special assignment, a grassroots seek and find mission tonight. So he can't be in the studio, but he will be checking in with us from the outskirts of Butler here a little bit later on. So we're very honored to have in the studio with us one of our good friends who has been a big supporter of our show, and of course is a great musician in his own right, and has helped out our cause quite a bit this weekend too. And that's Mr. Rob Keller from the Shiners. Rob, good to have you in the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, believe me.
Well, it has been a busy weekend for a lot of people, and no doubt it's been a very busy one for you, having to come in here tonight. But also, you guys were part of a very special show on Friday, joining with our good friends, the Needs Hotel Band, as well.
Yeah, we were down at the beautiful Oaks Theater down in Oakmont, and just a great venue to see a band. And it was a benefit show, and we had a great crowd, and the music was great, the food was great. You know, you got to have popcorn when you go to the theater, you know?
Yeah. So. Good stuff, yeah. A benefit night, Black Friday Rocks, was the title of the event, so, and I'm sure both bands were at their usual best.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, it's always good to play with the Needs Hotel Band. Those guys are just entertainers, you know, and great musicians, and just an honor, and again, you know, a pleasure to play with those guys. And we got to do a few shows with those guys this year.
Yeah.
And you know, the Coeur d'Alene Woodstock, you know, John Vento is involved in so much charity work, and I must say the Shiners do too. We do a lot mm-hmm. of charity stuff too, but you know, that's just giving back to the community for being blessed with the ability to play music live, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be giving thanks tonight about a bunch of different things, and one of those is our Rock Done Right tour that we debuted this year, and you guys, the Shiners and the Needs Hotel Band, along with the Noble Hops Band, who you and Utah have together, went to a different theater, the Strand Theater in Zelenople, to kick things off. So that was a lot of fun, and that turned out to be a very successful year for that. Just, you know, we started that to just kind of highlight the local bands and the venues, but more importantly, for us, being selfish in a way, wanting to kind of promote our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, but it turned into be something much more than just that. It became a charity event in its own right in many cases, helping different causes, getting to go to Coeur d'Alene Woodstock, and that was a sold-out event, and then, of course, wrapping it up on our final one, and you guys were a part of that, at the fundraiser at the Lindor Veterans, Lindor Legion, benefiting that veteran stop for the Vietnam Moving Wall, and that turned out to be a standing room only event and raised some $10,000+. So it's been a pretty good year for local music, hasn't it?
Yeah, I would say that we and the Shiners, we've done a lot of shows this year. Our summer was very busy, and along with the you know, the Band Jam, that's one of our favorite events, and then the Rock Done Right tour was just incredible. Getting to play the theaters again, if you haven't seen a band in a theater, even if you're in a band, guys, and you guys haven't got to play in one of these theaters yet, man, it is a great venue, and you just got to get all your fans to come there. They are a captive audience, believe me. You don't see people talking too much, and there's no television screens. There's no distractions. It's all about you, man. You get a chance to really show what you got, you know?
Yeah. It's a really cool setting. Becomes an intimate setting in a lot of facets, too. So and that really, I think, that just brings out the best in the band, too. Because you guys, you know, you have to be on your toes to pull off a great show for people.
Oh, yeah, and it's about showmanship whenever you get that much attention on you, you know? You know, you can I've played a lot of bars, and you know, you can get lost in the element of just being in a bar or a club. But man, when you're on that stage, it's like, you know, it's arena rock, baby, you know?
nothing better. Good to have you all aboard here tonight. Hope your Thanksgiving weekend has been going great. We've got a lot of different things we need to talk about tonight, because there was a Spirit of Christmas parade last night that featured some local music and kind of the Rock Done Right tour salute as well. But we want to mention, too, that our phone line is going to be open all night tonight at 724-431-4489. 724-431-4489 if you want to jot it down, and if you have a band you want to plug, or let us know what your band is up to, or just want to stop in and say hello. That's what it's all about here tonight. That's why we do that, just to kind of take a step back from all of the shows that we do, that many will be featuring a band just like the Shiners and Rob or somebody else. In fact, we're going to be sitting down. A lot of these shows we record on a Monday or a Wednesday for a playback on Sunday night, and you want to talk about forcing bands to be at their best, try to get them to play at 9:30 in the morning. Most bands aren't used to being up that early, or they're already off to work, so it always is a unique experience, but it's amazing what we bring out of everybody. You know, it's just incredible the talent and musicianship that is here in this Western Pennsylvania area, and Rob, you've been well-versed in that for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I think that now there are more bands that are recording now. And I give 97.7 Rocks a lot of credit for that, because, you know, I'm thinking you guys got about 130 songs in regular rotation.
It's actually up to about 170 now.
Okay, so that's a lot of music. You know, that's a lot of local music. And I listen to the station a lot, you know, and when I'm at work, you know, we have the radio. If we can pick up 97.7 on the radio, we're picking it up. If we can't pick it up, we're putting a telephone on the. We got a new jam box, you know, and we can put the telephone. We can plug it in now, so we can streamline nice. Right off our telephone. And it's just great to hear all the local music that's coming out. And what's so much fun with it is the guys I work with, when they hear a local song come on, they're guessing who the artist is.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. That's good stuff. Cool. Well, we enjoy playing it. And, you know, and not every song that we feature on the Grassroots Show gets put into main rotation. I mean, we've got to worry about listeners. So we want to make sure that it's good quality music. And when you say that we have 170 of those songs in regular rotation, that says a lot to the talent of what we're getting here. And we're going to be featuring some of that here tonight as well as we progress through the night. It's not just going to be talk. We're going to play some song tonight as well. But again, 724-431-4489 if you'd like to check in here tonight. Don't forget, our show is not only, as you said, being able to pick up on your smartphone if you have the download app, but it's archived at 977rocks.com, the on-demand feature. So if you ever miss it or you want to hear it again, you like a song, you want to find out more about it, why, you can always play that feature back too. And we greatly appreciate the support of all of the people who have come together and helped support the cause. You know, we're still, as a rock station, still in our infancy. When you look at, we're the youngins on the block, only been around for a handful of years, but this Grassroots Show started literally a month or so after we went to rock. And it has grown leaps and bounds, the strength, and I think that is because of the talent that we're finding and discovering, and, you know, that little Rock Done Right tour thing that we put together, and the band jam highlights that with 17 or 18 of the bands, and that's just a small sample of what you can find going on. And we're going to put some material in your hands tonight. Stay tuned. We'll say maybe in about a half hour or so, we're going to make you call in, and we're going to have some prize packs that we're going to give away tonight. We've got some local bands, download cards, a CD, prize pack. So we're going to put a collection of that together, and you can use it for yourself, or if you want to create a nice little Christmas gift, well, you can do that as well, and we'll let you re-gift this thing too. So, you know, just get some of the material out into people's hands, so we'll enjoy doing that. Mentioned the parade, Rob. You were part of the Spirit of Christmas parade last night. 66 different floats were a part of that, and Utah labored very furiously to get Shady Lady Productions involved on that and connect up with literally a rig. You know, you want to talk about rigs for playing music. I mean, this was literally a rig you were on with your rig, so that you were joining with Anger the Ants, Don Shear. So we had a couple of our most recent Grassy Award winners performing Christmas music on the float last night.
Oh, yeah, it was a blast. You know, we had Mike Norris from D&D Salvage. He brought his W9, his big Kenworth out, man, with a brand new Lowboy trailer. Just a beautiful, beautiful rig with a beautiful trailer, with a 1950 Ford pickup truck on the back. And Dawn and I sat up on there, and we just had a great time. And Miles and Mike from what's the name of their?
Oh, I had it. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, those guys are great. You know, just a couple of great guys that they've been working with us. They've been pulling us, actually, every year that I've done this. This was my fourth year to be on the float, and I had a blast. Again, it's just amazing coming down through the streets of Butler and seeing all the families together. You know, you just see the age group is just from the newborn baby to, you know, great grandma and grandpa are out there just having a good time, standing along the street, and the streets are packed, and it's just has to be a wonderful thing for Butler.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we have somebody on the line. Hi, you're on the Grassroots Show tonight. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's me.
Hey, me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm supposed to be there tonight, but I'm on special assignment, as you know.
Yeah, that's right. We send you out onto the fringes. We always have Utah do some undercover work for us every once in a while to try to, you know, find out that next Rock Done Right tour stop or that next band. And he's on top secret assignment tonight because I guess it might be a Christmas gift. I don't know. Hopefully for me.
Something like that.
That's right. That's right. Well, we hope things are going well, and we were just talking about the parade, and you're the man we need to go to on that question. Rob had who was the company that provided the rig I had in front of me last night, and I don't have it tonight.
Oh, well, I was actually calling in to make sure I gave a thanks to everybody on that. That was the truck and trailer were provided by D&D Salvage, and Mikey, who drives for us every year, he's owns Woods Rod and Custom there in Freeport.
That's it. So. Yeah. I knew it was something in Freeport, but the name was escaping me at the moment here. Yeah, big thanks to them, and boy, it just was fantastic. It was a beautiful night to be out. I think at parade time we had about 38, 39 degrees, so at least we didn't have 17 wind chill, because I think that's why Slim never came back, Utah.
You know, yes, we believe that's why he's not been back. So.
Oh, great stuff.
Just really want to thank Rob, and thank all everything that you do too, Bob, for keeping the local music going. And you know, we were Rob and I were talking with Lojo here last week about the momentum that this really seems to have in this area, and it's just efforts from everybody, and especially the bands and musicians who are seizing these opportunities to help make the scene bigger. So just a shout out to everybody involved.
Absolutely, and for all the people that come out and support a local show, you know, we need to give a shout out for those folks too that make the effort. You know, you've got a number of bands, Rob, I'm sure you see it, Utah, you see it with the Noble Hops Band, you call them the Hop Heads. You know, there are people dedicated to following a particular band, and they make it you know, rather earnest to get to each and every show that they possibly can.
Oh, certainly. We have very loyal fan base. Can't thank them enough. And we have a lot of fun with them, too. So that's the cool part about it.
Well, you mentioned Wojo. Why don't we play some Wojo? Let's get some music on the air here.
I think that sounds great. I say we throw on Canvas, which was a Grassy-nominated song this past year.
Let's do it. It's our open forum live show tonight here on The Rock Station 97.7, celebrating local music. It's the Grassroots Show, and this is Wojo.
It's been taking us so long for you to find me out what I'm all about, and I've been doing things all wrong. Got at the studio, gotta get through to you. Someone I used to be, and I'm so much better for you now. Oh, I wish you knew, I wish you could see it. So let me paint you a picture on an invisible canvas. String it out nicely so you understand this. It's more than a lyric, it's really a message. You and your questions, I need you to listen. There's one's for you, honey, and two's for your show. so late. The morning sun is breaking dawn, ushers in the light for your eyes. For your eyes.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Ferry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. In that opening segment, visit with Rob Keller and Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios. Thanks to Jim Harpel, too, for his support of the show. Jim, a local musician, and having the local studio. And, of course, we play several of the songs that have emerged out of Meat Locker Recording Studio under the name The Butler Boys, which Jim heads up, and which that's basically the studio musicians, Jim and Chris Bueller, Derek Reap, all part of that. And they are people that are available, too, if you want to record something and you need some backing musicians. Jim can do it. You can do it solo. You can do it together. However, Jim does a great job. And, of course, the Butler Boys were a couple of Grassy Award nominees, too. I just thought it was really cool seeing that float come through that Spirit of Christmas parade last night with you, Rob, from the Shiners and Noble Hops, and having been a past Grassy Award winner. And then this year's winner with Anger the Ant and Don Shear representing them in their song Drunk on Us that won. That was pretty cool. It was like the Grassy Award winning float, you know?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a perfect night for it. You know, the rain quit just as the parade started, and the night just got better from there, you know?
Yeah. And it wasn't too bitter cold. I mean, it was a late November day, but you were able to pick okay, huh?
Yeah, Slim would have been fine. He would have been fine.
He would have made it through this one. And as we mentioned, coming up, we'll give a prize pack away that has a CD download card for the Shiners' new CD, Spirits, your EP that you've had out now for a little while. Also, we have a brand new download card from Plenty Heavy. That's the new Greg Mara band and their single, Another Bad Day. And he sent us Plenty Heavy guitar picks, too. So we'll toss that in along with Donnie Yozo's new CD as well. Donnie gave us some of those, and he's got some nice prize packs as well. So, and I think I forgot to hang up the phone after Utah was done. So if you're dialing in, 724-431-4489, if you want to give us a ring, we'll welcome you to do that. So have some fun here tonight. This segment of our show brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, which is the longest running sponsor of this show here on the Grassroots Show. For lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. The place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during any of the local sporting events. There's going to be some bowl games coming up with the Pitt Panthers and Penn State going to the Big Ten Championship. And, of course, the Penguins going on. You still got the Steelers to deal with. So, although they are not open on Sundays, but you can catch some of the specialty shows. And the Man Can Special, it's the home of the Rainbow. So, you know, when you're out shopping, why, you can stop on by and get yourself in on the Man Can. Get yourself rejuvenated after a long time. I don't know why I'm having issues with this phone. But we'll try to get it figured out here. I don't know. Hang on a moment here. It won't hang up. I think our thing busted. That's why. Uh-oh. That's not good when you're doing a live show.
No.
Uh-oh. That might make it a bit difficult. Well.
Hello.
There's somebody there.
Yes, hang on for us. Try to figure out. Let's go to a song. We'll get it figured out and come right back. We have a little issue with one of our pieces of equipment here that apparently, I don't know if that broke or what, but let's do some Anger the Ant since they were with you last night on the float. How's that sound?
Oh, that'd be great.
Let's do some Easier to Forget.
Please put out. Easier to forget, yeah. into yourself and find a different out, another place you don't belong.
We just did ourselves a little Shiners there. How's that?
All right.
Show me the way, and we're showing you the way how to fly on the hit one on the fly here. We had a phone line button bust up, but we're okay. We're back on business now here. So didn't know you were going to have to do some technical work here tonight.
It's all right.
Hi, you're on the Grassroots Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jay Tarkin, Nick Stoudo from Taraji Sky.
Hey. What's up, boys? How you doing?
Good, how
are
you doing?
I'm doing quite fine. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks for checking in with us.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so what's Tarachan Sky up to?
Right now, we're on the highway going to the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh to check out some bands.
Very cool. Local bands supporting local bands. How about that?
Good. We're writing our third album right now. We've got about, I'd say, four more songs to go, and then it's time to hit the record button.
Very cool. That's awesome. So when do you expect to have it out? Any kind of time frame right now, or is it just take your time, put it together, and get it right?
Our goal is for it the latest February, but we're musicians, so you never know.
That's true, yeah. You guys have been playing out and about quite a bit. I know you did a little bit of a road trip, too. Did you guys head south?
Yeah, we went to Killeen, Texas.
I bet that was an awesome experience.
It was the most fun we've ever had as a band.
It
was a great time.
Even more fun than the band jam?
No, I can't say that. But we did get to stop at the grave of one of our icons. We got to see Dimebag Darrell's grave.
Oh, from Pantera fame.
As a band, that was one of the most moving feelings that we've ever had.
That's very cool. Now, where's that?
The grave site?
Yeah.
Down in Fort Worth, Texas, Arlington area.
Okay. Because he was obviously from the Texas area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. We wanted to make a request tonight, though. We wanted to hear, if you had any of the new Trigger Happy stuff. We know they did a CD release party not too long ago.
That's right. We just had we had the guys on, last week?
Yeah, last week.
Last week. Had them in. Yeah. And they did a couple live cuts from the new CD and a couple live ones. So, yeah, you know what? We'll put some in here for you right now. How's that sound?
We appreciate it. We hope you guys are all doing very well.
We're doing super, and we're looking forward to...
Oh, it's doing great.
We'll have to play some Taraj and Sky, too, here coming up.
Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking in, and have a wonderful holiday season. We look forward to seeing you guys real soon.
We do. We love you. We love you guys.
Love you so much.
We love you guys. Taraj and Sky joining us on the Grassroots Show, requesting some Trigger Happy. How about it? We'll be right back. those. Trigger Happy. Good to have those guys in the studio last week as well. They're a great bunch. And Rob, you've been around when they've performed live. They do a fantastic job.
Oh, they're fun. They're fun guys, man. The stuff that they write is incredible. Yeah. And that, I think they have their very unique sound, you know. And
yeah. They're their own entity, you know, which is cool. And I think they like it that way, you know.
Yeah.
It allows them to grow as a band. And, I mean, every time they record something, I think it's just getting better and better. Really love what they're doing. So, good stuff. Another band that we love what they're doing is our first ever Grassy Award-winning band. And that was Highway 4 and Mr. Mike Anger checking in with us. Mike, how you doing?
How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing fantastic.
Great.
Did you have a great...
I'm doing fantastic, too.
Yeah. Good Thanksgiving weekend going for you?
So much turkey.
Too much.
I'm having nightmares of all the turkey.
Of course, I know you guys are always busy. What's going on? What's the latest with Highway 4? My goodness, I think you post a video a day of some fun you're playing with on that guitar.
Oh, yeah, I can't put it down. Recently, we've been writing a lot. We're not playing out as much right now. We've been in the studio working on new material. We're doing a couple of music conferences out east in February, Millennium Music Conference. Bands like Hailstorm and Godsmack have participated at it as well. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be leaving for Cleveland to do our first edition for America's Got Talent as well.
Wow, very cool. Now, will you be doing that as a whole band?
With the first edition, we can't do full band, so we'll be taking a live performance video from our CD release show down at the Rex Theater.
Oh,
luckily, okay. We had some really good photographers, like some of the best in the burg, Adam Watt. I'm sure you've seen his stuff around floating on Facebook. He works with the Hawkeyes a lot. I'm pretty sure he's shot a couple shots for the Shiners and the Daily Grind and stuff like that, too. But, yeah, so the first edition will be like just a live performance video clip, and then Kelly and I are going to do like a short little acoustic song because they want to hear a performance too. So
very good, very good. That's cool. Now, when will that be coming up?
December 10th.
Oh, right around the corner here.
Yep, we got a front of the line pass too, so we can just go right up there and not have to chill there for hours. So
oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, good luck with that. So we'll be anxious to see the end result of that. Keep us up to date.
Oh, definitely. It'll be all over the Facebook page and stuff like that. So, very
cool.
Excited.
Very cool. So, just for now, writing and getting ready. I'm sure you'll have some gigs once the new year comes around, and we'll look forward to seeing that. You had the big CD release down at the Rex. I know recently, a little more recently, here in the fall, you guys played a great gig down at the Lindor Hotel as well.
Oh, yeah. It was very fun. That's always fun to play, you know, the local show. So for the people that can't necessarily get down to Pittsburgh, that was kind of like our tribute to the fans that couldn't make it down to the city. So we figured we'd play one in our local hometown.
Awesome. Well, Mike, we appreciate you joining us here tonight on our live Grassroots show, and I wish you guys the best of luck in the future endeavors, especially the America's Got Talent deal, and we'll look forward to some more Highway 4. And why don't we spin some Highway 4 for you? I guess you guys are going to be working on a video for The Great Game?
Yes, sir. It's going to be very interesting. A lot of special effects. It'll be similar style to like kind of like The Purge. You've ever seen that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like that kind of vibe.
Cool. Well, we look forward to it. So no Kelly in a car this time?
Not this time. They're actually headed down to Jurgles to see our friend Adelita's Way. We know Andrew. He's a bass player. But he's playing with Scott Stapp of Creed tonight.
Oh,
and
cool.
Unfortunately,
okay.
I couldn't go because it's deer season tomorrow, and I got to get ready for that.
You got to get ready to go hunting, right?
Oh, you have to.
That's right. Cool.
Western Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah. Hey, and a salute out to Jurgles. I mean, they're busy bringing people in. The Shiners were down there. Rob, you guys played down there earlier this year as well.
Yeah, we had a great time down there. It's a great venue. You know, the food is fantastic. You know, if you like that the bar food thing that goes on with that and. But then the sound system's incredible and just great people to work with down there. Yeah,
absolutely. Mike Angert from Highway 4, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Thanks for having us, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do for the local scene. It's tremendous. And keep up the amazing work.
Well, let's
I can speak for a lot of musicians around here whenever we do. You know, we're so appreciative of it.
Well, you all
incredible.
You all are doing the amazing work. We just take the opportunity to play that amazing work.
Yeah, I guess he is. A beautiful relationship.
That's awesome, man. Hey, let's do the great game. It's Highway 4. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy holidays, man.
See you, Mike.
Talk about a great combination right there. Kelly Brown, fantastic vocals. Just heard from Mr. Mike Angert on the guitar there. Great band, Highway 4, The Great Game. Those kids have it going on, no doubt. Well, they're not kids anymore. I guess I'm one of the old guys on here that thinks about them being kids. They're not kids. They're musicians, and great at it, too. Speaking of great musicians, the gentleman that you were with last night on our Rock Down Right Float Tour, Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7. Rob from the Shiners and Mr. Don Shear, the lead vocalist of Anger the Ant and our reigning Grassy Award winners. Don, thanks for checking in on the Grassroots Show tonight.
Thanks for having me, sir.
And thanks for doing what you did last night. You guys sounded fantastic. That had to be a fun experience. Have you ever ridden down a road on the back of a tractor trailer before playing music?
No, and that was probably the most frightening experience of my life. So, but it was a blast, absolute blast. Everyone was awesome. I heard nothing but great things whenever I had to walk the whole way back up Main Street to get to my car. But everyone was just so nice, and the crowd singing and dancing along. It was a good time.
Well, we appreciated you being a part of it and kind of giving a salute out to all the listeners out there with your performance. And what's Anger the Ant up to now? I know you guys have been awful busy, and I know you were part of our big get-together, the Rock Down Right Tour stop at the American Legion to help raise money to bring in that moving wall, helping the American Legion riders. That was a fun night. So what's going on as we progress into December in 2017?
As of right now, we're off for December. We're writing, learning a bunch of new covers, kind of revamping the sets. Next show we have in the books is the end of January at the Beacon, and we're currently writing, getting ready to go talk to Mr. Harpel down at Meat Locker about cutting the second album. So hopefully that'll be out late next year or early the year after.
Fantastic. Of course, you recorded your first album with Jim down at Meat Locker, right?
Yes, and it's such a great experience. We're like, it's not even a question of going back. We love that man with a passion.
Now, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but as the original Anger the Ant, you guys were a four-piece band. You have had a recent addition join in.
Yes, we pirated Zach Revito for Mr. Sean Hartman. we always said one thing we want to keep doing is keep evolving, and one of the things that we thought we could do was add another guitar player, kind of free me up to put down the guitar on certain things, and just keep evolving the sound a little bit, and it's been an amazing addition. It's been really cool to watch the kind of the evolution, I guess I would call it.
Yeah, I think so. It just enhances what Corey Steitner is able to do for you. You've got two unique individuals there that just bring forward the sound. It's not that you didn't need it, but when you have talent like you have in a band, and you only enhance that talent, that's a big thing.
Yeah, the core I got was, I was talking with Tom Pappas actually after the Halloween show, and I was like, what'd you think about adding Zach? And he looked at me and said, is it ever a bad idea to add Stevie Ray Vaughan to any band? So Zach definitely brings it, and the fun part is that he's learning from Corey. Corey's been learning from him, and the way they've been playing back and forth, it's absolutely phenomenal to watch happen.
Fantastic. Don, we appreciate you checking in with us here tonight. Keep up the great work, and enjoy that Grassy Award rain.
Thank you, sir.
For what it's worth. I mean, you know, the millions of dollars and the diamonds that it provides for you.
it definitely, for those who don't know about the Grassy Award, check it out. The past winners, they're all phenomenal. It really upped the stakes for us that we had to continue. We couldn't be stagnant. We had to keep pushing, and so we thank you guys and the listeners and everybody else. It's a great honor, and hopefully we hold it with pride for next year for you guys until the next person.
Awesome. Don, we appreciate you joining us here tonight.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good one.
Yep, you too, man. Take care now. 724-431-4489 if anybody wants to check in. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with you here tonight live on the radio. Do need to play a song from a band out of Pittsburgh that we did get emailed in this week, and I promised we would spin that. It's a band called Smile, My Dear, led by Steven Rubinsky. He's their lead vocalist, and we're going to be playing their tune coming up here in just a couple of moments. They've got a song called Make You Say with Daniel Trotter, and they've got some big plans for the 2017. They just played a show as well last week that we'll talk about. But first, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the Grassroots Show. Who's this? Did I get you? Hello, who's this? Well, come back to it, hopefully. Let's go to the song. This is Make You Say. And they played, I'm not sure, do you know where Club Zoo in Pittsburgh is, Rob? Have you ever been there to Club Zoo?
I
haven't been either. I guess May Day Parade last week played there. And these guys got to open up for them. Again, the band is called Make You Say. And they've got a real, the band is called Smile, My Dear. And they've got a song called Make You Say. And let's spin it for you right now here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Quiet on the set, I ain't even done yet. Whoa, whoa, hey, oh, let's heat up again. We've only ever said being
on in my light. Show me how you move, how you move.
Smile, My Dear, the name of the band. Steven Rubinowski, lead vocalist Daniel Trotter on guitar, and Make You Say. Good to hear from you guys. And of course, if you ever have songs that you would like to have played here on the Grassroots Show, we invite you to email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. That's what Smile, My Dear did and got us on the air. Hey, you're on the Grassroots Show. Hi, who's this? Hello? Got somebody there, I think. Hello, hello? Well, apparently not. Well, we'll wrap that up and see if we can take one more call here if anybody wants to get in. 724-431-4489. We are also going to give away, Rob, the prize packs here tonight. We've got some download cards from you guys, the Shiners, and your great new CD. Called Shine, that just has some killer cuts on it. I think we play every single song on there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's a thrill to hear your song on the radio, you know, so.
And I know we're playing a couple of them on our sister station, too, WBUT, so.
Yeah, that's we really appreciate it, I'll tell you. And our fans out there, man, you guys following us around and coming out to our shows. We stay pretty busy, so you know it's just great to have a following that and we're able to play some different you know from Pittsburgh south and north of Pittsburgh, east and west, you know, so there's a lot of people out there and a lot of great clubs.
Absolutely. I think you guys must play 2 and 3 times a week, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
On average,
yeah. Sometimes,
yeah.
We'll do 2 or 3 shows a day. So, and then you had the Noble Hops Band in there, and then I do quite a few of those.
That's right, you do. And I've seen you on days you've played twice. Hi, you're on the Grassroots Show. Who's joining us?
I have a large pizza with pepperoni and mushrooms.
Do you want extra sauce? Funny. You want some extra sauce with that?
Oh, all the sauce you got, brother.
What's
How's everybody doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you. What's going on with you?
This is Jim Varhola. I play in a band called The Shiners.
Yeah, and I think we're going to give away one of your download cards for that thing called Shine. Sounds like you've been hitting the shine tonight or something.
Just a little red wine tonight.
You having a great week, Slim?
Wonderful week. It's been a long, crazy one, and today just kind of laying around watching football.
It's nice to do that every once in a while.
Listening to the radio, obviously.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to take that breather for a while, but I know you guys love to play, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's always a great time. Always fun. But, you know, hey, when you get old like me, it's a little rough, a little longer to recuperate. I was just listening to Jerome Bettis saying that at the end of his career, it took him till Friday to get ready to recuperate from a Sunday game, and that's kind of about what it's like anymore. It takes till Monday or Tuesday before you can recuperate from a weekend of playing.
Well, the way you and Rob go at it, and if anybody has never caught the Shiners, I encourage you to make the earnest effort to see them, because you guys put on one heck of a show. And when you two have a genuine love to just jam with each other. It's amazing. So I can imagine, I mean, you put some pretty serious effort in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the standing for 4 hours that gets you, I think.
So we're
and jumping around, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a great time, and you know, it With Rob, it's pretty much effortless, though. You know, I mean, it just flows, you know, and it just, we just let it fly sometimes, you know, and we always sometimes have to apologize, you know, because we get carried away a little bit sometimes. But
oh, I don't think the fans are wanting any apology on that. They, I think, you know.
Well, we just kind of feel that way sometimes because we kind of, once we lock in, we just kind of lose track of where we're at and what time it is and all that, and we're just kind of in the zone, you know, and sometimes we forget that we are performing.
Well, hey, it's always good to get lost in the music, and we get
Absolutely.
Lost in it watching you guys. So we wish you the best for the holiday season here, and of course I know we'll see you guys out and about playing not only here in 2016 with the remaining days, but certainly a busy 2017, I would hope.
I'm hoping so too, yeah, and good luck with the Rock Done Right tour this year. I hear you're winding up and getting ready to kick that off again, and hopefully we'll be part of a couple of those shows with you. And and just got to thank you guys. You know, we can't thank you guys enough for all that you do for us, and as much as you play our music and all the other bands in the area, we all owe you a debt of gratitude. You know, it's just amazing to have someone like you guys, you know, backing us up all the time, you know, and we appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. I know Rob tells you that more than I do, but we do appreciate you, Bob.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, and the feeling is mutual. We're honored to be able to play your music because we love what you're doing, and I don't know, Utah will probably fire me for doing this, but I can tell you this, the first date we're actually going to be having, the way things are looking right now after our last meeting on the Rock Done Right tour a couple of weeks ago, and actually last Monday, a week ago actually, we're going to be doing our first gig in January. It'll be the Southern Fried Rock Show, I believe, and you guys are certainly going to be a part of that with Doppler Effect,
awesome,
Cold Town, and maybe East Coast Turnaround. So that's early. If you're tuned in tonight, you got an exclusive scoop that I'll probably get fired for putting out, but that's okay. I'll take the heat. Because that's a pretty doggone good lineup.
I'm glad you said it, not me, because he already told me to keep my mouth shut. So.
But there's a little scoop just because you all tuned in tonight. So we'll leave Sleeping Dogs live from there. But we've got a great, great tour lined up for next year and all over the place and some new locations, too. And we're looking forward to that. And, of course, the Big Butler Fair, looks like we'll be back out there. And our band jam in July, Corbry Woodstock, and also some extra special things dealing with the morning show. Show and maybe some local music. So, you know, just keep your ear to the radio. I'm just going to say that much, which is
probably
too much anyway. But, Slim, great to have you on the show here tonight.
Hey, if I don't see you, have a happy holiday. I'm hoping I do before then. But
yeah.
Same for the wife, too.
Yeah, likewise, buddy.
All right, pal.
Okay.
Have a good night, guys. See you, Rob. See you Wednesday.
All right, brother.
Yeah, that's right. Practice night on Wednesday. Be there.
Every Wednesday.
Slim Varhola from the Shiners here, along with Rob Keller. Got to take a break and play some of our sponsors, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to dial in and win some of these prize packs, and we'll finish out with a couple of songs, too. Rob, I greatly appreciate you being here tonight, and we'll chat about that coming up in a moment here. But I got to play some of the sponsors. We've gotten so carried away that we need to hear from our friends at the Rainbow Inn and European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Hey, we're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. Certainly appreciate each and every one of you. We're very thankful here at The Rock Station, and I know I can speak for Utah and Shady Lady Productions of the thankfulness we have for you, the listeners out there, and each and every one of you band members that are out there performing the music that you do. Rob, you know, I've talked to you quite a bit because we bounce into each other, and you guys are just so involved in what we do here. You know, I have great admiration. You know, I'm a big fan of watching somebody play guitar, and I've got a couple that I just pretend I play. I more look at them, but I admire you guys for what you do and the talent you have and the great music you create. I mean, because it's locally written, it's local magic is what I like to call it.
Well, that's truly appreciated. And, you know, with players like Pete LaCava, you know, playing the bass guitar and Dave Parshall on the drums, letting Slim and I, you know, we kind of do our thing, you know, and they're right there. They got the pocket going. And you know, I can't thank those guys enough for actually putting up with us.
Yeah.
You know,
because yeah.
I think that you know, the talent out there. Every time you go see bands, live bands, it's just incredible how much talent is out there. Man, if you got Utah always says it's the best bang for your buck. Man, go see a live show somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and we get teamed up with other bands. Sometimes you can see, you know, two or three bands at one time, you know, and that's the time to go do it.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of things coming. I know I just did some commercials this week for Lindor Hotel. They're under new ownership, the original ownership, the Pock family back. They're being proactive in bringing bands in and performing. So there's going to be some great shows in December, and I think that may possibly be one of the future stops on a Rock Done Right tour and a few other locations too. So, you know, we're working hard on that for 2017, and we don't expect to slow down, and I'm sure you guys don't expect to slow down either.
I'll tell you what, we're just glad to be part of 97.7 and everything you guys do. We support it. As you know, we're gonna be there, man. Just we're a phone call away. And you know, you guys got our back and we got yours.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, the feeling is definitely mutual on that. So, and thank you to all the listeners out there that support these local bands, too. Without you, they'd be playing to an empty house and probably Bob in Utah. So, you know, we appreciate you guys coming out and seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we can't say enough about supporting local music. You know, so, and this station, the bands, call in and request songs, man. Call in and request it. I love hearing the local stuff on the radio, man. It is so great to have an outlet. This is a great music scene we have going right now.
Really do. And you know, what's really cool, too, I mean, we have it on the Grassroots Show. We hear it daily, but we have our, you know, the lunchtime deal that Jay does, and he gets local music requested on that. I mean, that's just fantastic stuff.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, you know, there's bands that have some really unique sounds, and whenever they come on the radio now, it's like automatic. Hey, that's Trigger Happy.
Yeah, you know? Right, that's right.
And it's great that the local bands have that opportunity. Send your stuff in, man, and I, you know, I'm a witness to it. I see the emails come in here, and the stuff gets played, man. So if you got it out there, get it in here.
And especially if you have a Christmas tune, we are putting the plea out for that to get that to us as soon as possible, because we are now just a few weeks away. We're going to be flipping the calendar to December here this week. And that means December 18th is our special Christmas show. It'll be all Christmas music locally. And it doesn't have to be a locally written. It can be a cover song if you're covering one of the traditionals. We just want to hear it from a local band. It's going to be an entire night of that. We need to have it in our hands now very quickly. So get that over to us. The quick email is grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Or if you have a CD form, just drop it off at our studios, 252 Pillow Street here in Butler. So Rob, great to have you in. Thanks for stepping in tonight with Utah on special assignment out on the Outer Fringes. He was able to make a phone call in, but I think he's out there building a fire and just sitting back and listening. You know, he loves to do that outside of the house.
Well, that's all right. I'll tell you what, he's one of the hardest working guys that I know in local rock and roll.
Absolutely.
He's got his hands in everything, and God bless him for that.
Absolutely. Every day, it seems, the man doesn't stop. So, Utah, we salute you, and we're thankful for you here on this Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks again, listeners. Appreciate you checking in here tonight on our live show. We're going to spin you a guy that actually has an open mic, I know, this week at the Rock Ann Haven. So we're going to finish it up with a song from Donny Yozo, and we'll hear from the Rock Ann Haven as well. But go out and check it out, I think, Wednesday night. He has one out there.
Yeah, Rock Ann Haven is a great club to come and see a band. They got the non-smoking room in the back, and they got the bar out front. And the Wednesday night thing is at the bar. Great food, unbelievable food.
Absolutely.
And the people that behind the bar, let me tell you, they're the greatest.
They really are. Good hometown people out there.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Rob. And I know I'll see you before, but have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to all you people, too. Thanks so much for listening.
And we've got a prize pack. Actually, we've got a couple of them here featuring music from the Shiners, also Greg Mara's Plenty Heavy, and Donny Yozo. We can give you download cards and CDs. If you dial in right now, 724-431-4489, we'll give a couple away as we play some Donny Yozo on the Grassroots Show.
It's a long way down to the bottom of the ocean. It's a long way up to the top of the sky. It's a long, long way until tomorrow. Come so they say, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.